Hey everyone, it is your girl, the Tea Teacher, and today I am coming to you because let's talk about these men being in these other men's booties, okay? Now, as we see, we have a lot of news going on with you know who and what they doing. Yes, P. Diddy's house, both of them got seized, and everybody came out just in handcuffs. Y'all, did you not see? And here, with all the things this man is doing, and we ain't gonna throw no shade, no tea, because you know what? These niggas got a lot of money, and I am not trying to be shot down going to Walmart to go get me my chicken. But what I am gonna say is, y'all men, stop going to these parties. You know good and well, these parties is not no good. And here y'all is going to these cotton-picking parties, drinking everybody's drinks, y'all setting them down. Y'all dancing around coming back to that same drink that probably was spiked. And then if somebody tell y'all, hey, man, we got a party down here in the basement. Because why? Basements is the first place in serial killers' books. That's where they take their victims down there in the basement. Doing the most booting and tooting? No. That's not about to happen. Then here y'all is. Oh man, let's go upstairs. Man, I got something to show you. Nope. Can you not show me down here? Call me and put me on FaceTime and let me see it. Stop going in different places with these men's like that. Y'all homeboys or whatever. Oh, that's understandable. But these ain't no homeboys, okay? And y'all stop going to people's houses. Y'all know they got a lot of money. This man had cameras everywhere in his shower head. So he was looking at y'all getting undressed and naked. And I hope to God, on them videos, they ain't showing nothing that's too small or saggy. But that's just me. But let's get back to the real point. The real point of it is, on my last episode, I told y'all, stop playing in them backyards and get back up in them front yards. And it seems like nobody's not listening. Y'all niggas are still playing in these backyards. And I'm not talking about just all niggas. I'm talking about these fruity bootylicious niggas. Okay? You don't be caressing no man's shoulders, talking about let it go. Let the flow go. It's easy. Oh, it ain't gonna hurt. What? You playing in somebody's backyard, okay? With your Mr. Johnson. And you gonna tell me it's not gonna hurt? You better get away from me, for you won't have no Mr. Johnson, and you have a Miss Johnson. You feel what I'm saying? That's just ridiculous. How can y'all live with yourselves, knowing good and well y'all done penetrated, y'all done titillated, y'all dooting and boot, y'all doing the booty do, y'all back up in here in somebody's backyard playing with they trees. Y'all feel me? What is really happening with y'all? Did that happen to y'all? So that's the reason why y'all got to do it to somebody else? Because if something happened like that to y'all and it hurted y'all, why would you inflict some pain like that on somebody else? And then y'all men that's allowing them to inflict the pain on y'all. Y'all should be ashamed of yourselves. Y'all should be ashamed of yourselves to allow these men, or this man, to inflict this pain on y'all. Do y'all not know what's going on? Do y'all not see? Come on now. Come on now. Y'all, come on now. Come on, boy. If somebody told me, oh, teacher, I got some money down here in the basement, come check it out. No, I'm not. I've watched too many scary movies. I've watched too many murder mysteries, documentaries. No. No. I'm not supposed to go in no dark room, as that one comedian said, that God can't even bring no light into the room. I'm not going down there with y'all. Shoot, I'll be damned. Forget that. Oh, come upstairs. I got something to show you. If you can't show me on, take a picture of it. And if you can't show me over the phone on FaceTime, then I don't need to see it. I'm sorry. And that's another thing, too. You see them babies, this man didn't put his houses in his baby's name, them sons' names. No wonder why they got detained. It's because everything is in their name. Everything that they found at them homes is in that baby, them baby's names. And that's a shame before the Lord. Y'all, this is your tea teacher. I just wanted to come on here and just talk about this for a little bit, because y'all men need to stay out of them other men's backyards. That's not a place of interest. That's a place of exit. Exit. That's a do not disturb place. Do you feel me? You have taken men's men cars. You have taken their livelihoods. Okay. Now I can see if they was already willing and able. But the majority of these men that he has groomed, young men that he has groomed, these young men were babies at the time wanting to get into the entertainment business. And then here you is, oh, let's go hiking, let's go camping in the woods where there's bears and stuff. You got your own tent? Because we ain't sharing a tent. You got your own sleeping bag? Because we don't share sleeping bags. Do you feel me? No. These babies were innocent. And they thought that, oh, I'm trying to get into this industry. P. Diddy gonna help me. You know, hey, he's cool. Yeah, he was cool on the outside, but he sure wasn't the fuck cool on the inside. And this nigga was, shit. Y'all can't sit here and tell me that, oh, he wouldn't do nothing. Too much evidence. Too many witnesses. Too many stuff is coming out. This man is dangerous when it comes to young children and men in dark and private places. It's all over the internet. It's all over TikTok. This man is crazy. This man is dangerous. So y'all, mothers, fathers, be aware of your surroundings when it comes to your children. Nowadays, it's boys and girls. But when I was growing up, it was just girls. Now you got to protect your sons as well as your daughters. And just to think, when I was a young girl, still am, when I was 17 years old, California to me was the place I wanted to be. But shoot, they doing all this fruity stuff or whatever. California wasn't the place then, I guess. No, ma'am. If you got to do all this inappropriate situations just to get into the music industry, just to get into Hollywood, then I don't want to do it. Count me out. Because ain't no way in the world it is right. Morally, spiritually, it is not right for that to be happening. Now, like I said, if two men are in a relationship or married or whatever, that's their business because, you know, they both consented. But when one man consents and one man does not consent, or one man consents and a young child does not consent, that is disgusting. That is nasty. That means keep your feet and objects to yourself. And then you want to dance around on videos and make music and stuff, knowing good and well you just titillated a young boy. This baby up on the stage looking like he's scared. He wants to jump off but don't know how. He want to tell somebody what didn't happen to him last night in front of them sheets, but he don't know how. Because one minute he wants to sing and the next minute he doesn't because he's scared. But what he going to do? And you know pedophiles, they'll say, oh, if you tell, ain't nobody going to believe you. Or if you tell, I'm going to kill your family. You know how predators tell these young kids stupid stuff, and these young kids, because they're young babies, they believe that. And so they take that pain over and over and over being played in their backyards. That's crazy. And then when they get older, all these older men, that they should be ashamed of themselves, say, oh, I don't want to work for you no more. Oh, shoot. You don't want to work for me no more? Is that what you just said? Like he a mafia. Is that what you just said? You don't want to work for me no more? Pop that tape in, big boy. And then here you is, cheeks all spread, thighs all above your head, tooting, scooting, and booting. You still don't want to work for me? With a smile on his face, showing all them teeth. So he got you then. You got to be aware of your surroundings. Don't get in. Oh, shoot. Ain't nothing like a P. Diddy party. Shit. That's a P. Diddy rapist party. No. Not going to happen, y'all. Y'all got to be a. I'm always looking and lurking. I'm always got my eyes going to and fro, right? And there's always levels of security. So you at parties, you got to be aware. You got to look. And when he started kicking folks out, and then tell you, oh no, I want you to stay. Because you know right then and there. You know what time it is. No, thank you. I'm good. I'm going home. You feel me? I'm going home. Because let me tell you, people will try to trick you on every level they can. They will try to get you on every level they can. You feel me? They will slip a pill in your drink. And before you know it, here you just getting nauseous and you're getting dizzy. You're starting to sweat and perspire and everything. And then they peeping at you from afar. They looking, oh, what's going on? Oh, I see. Oh, you okay? And you are so out of it. And you are so discombobulated. You don't know what to say, what to do. You just like, tie. Here they go. Swooping in on you like a dick hiding picking carcasses on a roadside. Them vultures just swoop on you. Let me help you. You just heard six voices on saying, let me help you. And you only got two arms to be carried upstairs, but honey, they grab them other two legs and they call your ass up them stairs real quickly or downstairs in that basement in the dark. Before you know it, in 0.5 seconds, you're naked. You can feel wind all up on you. Then there you go. They tearing you up for however many hours that they want to because that pill is still in your system. Or, you know, you curious and you just want to go down in that basement when it's dark while he caressing and rubbing up on your shoulders telling you to let it flow. It's easy. It ain't gonna hurt. Mm-mm. You can't run in no dark. How you gonna see? Because the first thing I'm going to say is, Diddy, where the light switch at? Before I even go down them stairs, you go ahead first. This your house. You go ahead first. I follow you. I ain't going to be no dummy and walk before him and I get down there and he can trap me in. No, you go ahead and go first. I'm good. See, that's what's wrong with folks. We don't do all that. We do not do all that. But this is your girl, the tea teacher, just wanted to come on here and say these few words about y'all men stay out of these other men's booties. Y'all forcing them to lose their man card. Y'all are back here in their backyard playing with their trees. Leave that alone. If you are that horny and if you are that sexually active, then go find you a woman and let you do both to her. Because she's willing and able. But if a person is not willing, and if a person is fighting and struggling to get away from you and telling you no and telling you to stop, that hurts, quit. That means you are sodomizing, you are raping, you are a pedophile. And let me tell you, there's a lot of pedophiles running around here. Everywhere. So y'all parents, y'all mothers gotta, and fathers too, you gotta be cautious on where your kids go, who they go with, what's going on. And then y'all older people that know better, that should know better, y'all better be aware of y'all surroundings as well. You better watch your back at all times. They quit going in cotton picking dark places where there's no light. Quit going upstairs for them to show you something when they could have sent you a picture over the phone. That's why God made cell phones, I guess. It's because of pictures. Y'all stop doing that. Y'all stop allowing people to play in y'all's backyards. Stop getting yourselves in them type of situations. House parties in Hollywood, let it go. House parties in general. Because why? Sometimes they setting you up for the okie doke. And you got to be aware of that. Use this. Use these. Lurk. Listen. Because somewhere somebody will slip up and say something to tell you what's about to happen. It's your girl, the tea teacher. Love you.